second time here in Florida for this type of trip. For you, what's the thing that, I don't know, just in terms of getting here, what you're able to get in Alameda, just from a preparation standpoint, an amenity standpoint, what's the value of just what's available here?
I mean, they have a nice facility here, and we have a nice facility back in Alameda, so I would say it's pretty much the same as far as preparation goes. Yeah, you know, it's always been a dream to play, you know, in Miami, whether it was for Miami or against them, just to play in front of my hometown at the highest level.
Jack says you guys need to rediscover your mojo. What does mojo mean to you?
It just means we need to get our groove back.
When you look at that Kansas City tape, why has that been maybe more difficult to replicate how explosive you guys were in that game, you know, over the next game?
Because the other teams we play aren't Kansas City. You know, they have different players, different schemes. It's a different day. Everything is just different. So hopefully we can play every game like we played against Kansas City and have those explosives, but we just have to go out and do it.
Are you a Dolphins fan growing up?
Yeah.
Any more for Mark?
Yeah, you know, the saying, I guess, is that offenses will take what defenses give them, but there's also that mentality that an offense will just take what it wants. How fine is that line for you guys?
That's a good question.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, as offense, you want to attack. You want to be dominant. So you really want to have that mentality that you want to go out there and take what you want. But at the same time, you don't ever really want to make things too hard. So if something is there, you should want to take it. So I don't know. I don't know where to draw that line, but that's a good question.
Do you need to attack more? Or just sit back and let the game come to you? Because that would fly in the face of that too.
I don't know, that's a good question. I already know how to answer that, but I think we should just go out and do our thing. You know, stay within our offense. You know, we have a pretty good O-line, pretty good quarterback. We're good all around, so I don't know.
What do you think that having Marshawn back?
Marshawn is a great player, a great running back, really tough runner. So I think he adds value to our offense.
Derek talked about just giving, you know, one trying to turn this thing around. He wants there to be a greater intensity in practice, in meetings. Is that something that you've been able to sense this week, or is that something that you think would be beneficial at all?
Yeah, I definitely think it'll be beneficial. You know, just being more locked in, like he said, bringing some more intensity. Maybe it'll help us, you know, turn things around.
Is there a sense at this point, as you start the season second half, that it's going to take going on a big run to kind of get back into it?
Yeah, I mean, of course. I mean, if you just look at the numbers, you know, pretty much have to get 10 wins to make the playoffs, sometimes more than that. So where we're sitting at now, we can only possibly get 11 wins. So, of course, we're going to have to stack up these wins.
Favorite Dolphin growing up?
What's that?
Who was your favorite Dolphin growing up?
I had a couple different favorites. Everybody used to like Ricky Williams. Of course, he was a great player. Chris Chambers, because I'm a receiver. Zach Taylor, Jason Taylor.
Young to remember Marino and those guys.
Yeah, I didn't see him play. I didn't get to see him play in person. Too young.
Do